down here at Mutiny Radio. They'll laugh off your tushy and save your life. Because you know what's better than laughter? Well, it's a cash cock, baby.
And as the quarter stockpile on the market block every fine group spacing on the puppets and heroes and heroines to be named, we introduce the highly biased program for this since the 1990s and into your slight future. Random Space Commander 1. This is Radio 11.
Let there be light. Let there be laughter. Let there be love. Let there be lust. Let there be lips. There will be November 8th.
You remember, Space Commander Wag, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were escorting the beautiful Princess Lima Peru through the dangerous troglodyte swamp galaxy of Spillo 7.
Don't worry, Princess Lima Peru. The forces of evil are everywhere, and there's no telling what they'll try next. But lucky for you, I'm the finest swordsman in all of France. No, not this episode, no. I'm the only one person in the entire universe brave enough, fearless enough to banish evil in all its forms. Big, little, up front, sneaky, home uniforms, Marin County type, industrial, all that
strange. Yeah, right. You got anything to weed in this dump?
Don't raise your voice. I get scared by loud noises. And the dark scares me, and bugs. Bugs scare
me. Space Commander Wack. Space Commander Wack.
Yes, what?
The muck people of the swamp galaxy are coming. They've never lost a battle, and there's a million of them and just one of us. What are we doing?
You know, Stupid Larry, I think the princess likes me.
Hey, shorty, you're cute when you're all worked up like that.
Yes, princess, but excuse me, princess, that's not a footrest there. That's our dead Martian dog. We might need him later.
Yes, and I worship you, princess. Put your feet on me. Please, put your feet on me.
Now, my little radiation cloud, what was that about, muck people?
Oh, well, they're space villains, ma'am, and they're going to try to kidnap you.
Space villains? Kidnap me? Never. Help me up, Stupid Larry. I'm getting carpet burns on my nose.
Larry, what is this guy's name anyway?
Space Commander Wack.
Control yourself, princess. I'll return in a second, my beloved, as soon as I save my own neck.
We got a message from the muck people, Commander Wack.
Yes, what is
they
it?
They say we should surrender the princess or they'll blow our spaceship to smithereens.
To smithereens?
Yes,
why, that's two galaxies away, according to the Rand McNally. They couldn't surrender the princess? Ha!
Space buddies, never let your friends down. Stand up for them, and they'll stand up for you. Be a true blue space buddy.
Excuse me, Princess.
Hey, what are you doing?
Out you go! Idiot! Blow me to smithereens, will they? Preposterous, eh, stupid Larry?
Yes, Commander Wack.
Commander Wack,
would you get your feet off Glorf? He's a dead Martian.
Tune in again next week for more! Oh, hello there!
Hey, you too.
Oh, shucks! Tune in again next week for more Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Commander Wack, we gotta do something. People are always mistaking Glorf for furniture. And
I just can't understand it, stupid Larry. What do you have that I don't have?
I've got Glorf on my head at the moment.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had rescued the beautiful Space Princess Lima Peru from the clutches of the evil goose people of the planet Earth, and we're now escorting her to the planet of her betrothed, Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
So, Princess, life with me will be rough on you, my darling, for I am married to my work. I'm a Space Commander, you know. Space Commander Wack, to be exact.
This is a Space Commander. I thought he was a ball of aluminum foil.
It's Space Commander Wack, Princess, and he doesn't seem to realize that you're getting married to Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Who?
Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Oh, Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen?
Yes, Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen!
Not the Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Yes, Yurzig Narge of Scrunge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Well, wait a minute. I'm Space Commander Wack.
Prince of the Scrungemen.
And I'm more important.
You're the most important man in the universe, Space Commander Wack, and Glorf's the most important dead Martian dog.
And you're the stupidest, stupid Larry.
Space buddies, don't be like Yurzig.
Is it Yurzig Narge?
Right, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Don't be like Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen. Be like me, Space Commander Wack. Sure, maybe Yurzig Narge can send you a bumper sticker, but I have pictures, and I'll tell Mommy and Daddy about all the times you took things.
Where did the space brain go?
You mean Space Commander Wack. He's off talking to the space buddies.
Oh, looks like you and I are alone, my galactic pumpkin.
Uh-oh, boy. Wait, no, Glorf's here. Good old Glorf. Do something, Glorf.
Stupid Larry, why does Princess Lima Peru have her arms around you?
So glad to see you.
Huh? There must be danger. Don't worry, Princess. I'll save you.
Where did you learn karate, Princess?
From Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Who?
Me, Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen, saying, tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
That's funny, Stupid Larry. He doesn't look scrunge.
Well, you seen one scrunge man, you seen them all.
They all look alike to me. Come along, my precious...
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had landed on the beautiful resort planet Norcus Blem when suddenly...
Looks like my mega boot ray gun went off.
Boy, I'll say the whole planet of Norcus Blem is gone, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, well, no big deal, Stupid Larry. Come along, we're off. Off to the...
Ooh, yuck.
Sorry about that, Glorf. Gonna have to get these mega boots fixed. Well... Off! Off to the stars!
This time, as you cannot possibly remember, unless you were a telepathic poo-hump from the planet Fred, this time, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog are at their home base, the mythical home base. As we join our story, Stupid Larry is preparing to attend a space sidekick convention.
Let me see. Do I turn the glibbits left or right? I'll try right.
You just destroyed a mythical wall here in our mythical home base, Space Commander Wack. Those mega boots are defective.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Larry Stupid. These mega boots work perfectly. It's just that they're a bit unpredictable.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Don't make snap judgments just because a few things go wrong, like these mega boots, for instance. Space buddies.
I think you destroyed the space buddies, Space
Commander
Wack.
Oh, well, no big deal. Gonna have to do something about these mega boots.
Tune in again next time.
Not yet. Stupid Larry hasn't left for the space sidekick convention yet.
Excuse me.
Well, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, my hero, the side to whom I am the loyal kick, I'm off to the Space Sidekick Convention.
Take care, stupid Larry, and say off to the stars to all the other Space Sidekicks.
Boy, I can't wait to see them all. Good old Dumb Darrow, Foolish Francis, Ignorant Ignatz, Moron the Moron, Bisbo Dimwit, Art Garfunkel, all those
close
guys.
Enough.
Tune in next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Well, Glorf, it's just you and me until stupid Larry gets back. We'll just sit here by the fire from the destroyed mythical wall, and I'll read, and you can be curled up by my feet. Glorf. Glorf. Gonna have to fix these megaboots.
Give me an R!
R!
Give me an O!
O!
Give me a C!
C!
Give me a K!
K!
Give me a Y!
Y!
What's it spell?
Lucky!
I can't hear you!
Lucky!
One more time!
Lucky!
Double feature, Doctor.
Doubt about that. You and Betty have been almost inseparable since you met in Dr. Scott's refresher course.
Well, to tell you the truth, Brad, that was the only reason I showed up in the first place. I mean...
Okay, you guys, this is it. Ready?
Oh, looks like Betty's gonna throw a bouquet. See you, Brad.
See ya, sucker.
Guess we better get going now, Betty. Come on, up in.
Think about it, asshole. She got hers now.
See you, Brad.
She was plain old Betty Monroe, and now
she's
Mrs. Ralph Hapshat.
Hapshat!
Yes, Janet, Ralph's a lucky guy.
No, he's not. She's got sick.
I always cry at weddings.
So do I, honey.
Everyone knows that Betty's a wonderful little cook.
Yes.
Why, Ralph himself, he'll be in line for a promotion in a year or two.
Yes.
Hey, Janet.
Sit on my face and wiggle.
I've got something to say.
Say it.
I really love the... skillful way.
What a fucking genius.
You beat the other girls.
With bits and chains.
For the bride's bouquet.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet.
I love you.
The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fed it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it. I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Here's the ring to prove that I love you. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre.
One thing to say, and that's what I'm mad for you too.
I would like my best to take you on a strange journey.
How strange was it?
It seemed a fairly ordinary night when Brad Major, Janet Weiss, two young, ordinary, healthy kids, left Denton that late November evening to visit a Dr. Everett Scott. It's true, there were dark thoughts.
Describe your balls.
Heavy, black, and pendulous.
Is it true you're also gay?
It's true also that the spare tire they were carrying was badly in need of some air.
They
being normal kids on a night out, well, they were not going to let a storm spoil the events of their evening.
Certainly not.
On a night out. It was a night out they were going to remember
for how long?
A very long time.
What a fucking trip! Hey, Dick, have you ever been a quitter?
I have never been a quitter.
Bullshit!
To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body.
You call that a body?
But as president, I must put the interests of America first.
What does America need?
America needs a full-time president.
What else?
And a full-time Congress. Particularly at this time, with problems we face at home.
Gosh, that's the third motorcycle since passed us. Sure to take their lives in their hands. What with the weather?
Yes, Janet, life's pretty cheap to that type.
Take that type!
What's the matter,
Bethel?
We must have taken the wrong fork a few miles back.
But then where did that motorcyclist come from?
Well, I guess we'll just have to turn back.
What was it then?
It must have been a blowout. Damn it! I knew I should have gotten that spare tire fixed. Well, you just stay here and keep warm, and I'll go for help.
Wherever you go, we're in the middle of nowhere.
The great issues of peace abroad and prosperity.
White and sells hamburgers.
Didn't we pass a castle back down the road a few miles? Maybe they have a telephone I could use.
I'm going with you.
Oh, no, darling, there's no sense in both of us getting wet.
I'm coming with you. Besides, darling, the owner of that phone might be a beautiful woman, and you might never come back again.
Thank you.
Fortune had smiled on Brad and Janet, and that they had found the assistance that their plight required.
Are you sure?
Or had they?
Yes, yes, yes. Brad, let's go back. I'm cold and I'm frightened.
Just a moment, Janet. They may have a phone.
My name's Brad Majors.
Asshole.
This is my fiancée, Janet Weiss.
Weiss.
I wonder if you might help us. You see, our car broke down 3 miles up the road. Is your phone we might use?
You're wet.
Yes, it's raining.
Yes.
Yes. I think perhaps you better both come inside.
I don't care where you come, as long as you're here.
You're too kind.
It's probably some kind of hunting lodge for rich weirdos.
Hey, rich weirdos!
This way.
Follow the bouncing thumb.
Are you having a party?
No, it's my sister's office.
You've arrived on a rather special night. It's one of the master's affairs.
Which one?
Lucky him.
You're lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky.
Hey, Brett, show us your mother.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to
smoke the bowl.
Jump to the left.
And then it's not to the front.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in front. That makes the bell wakes up. And then it tells you to say, let's do the time warm again. Let's do the time warm again.
It's so dreamy. dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all
with a bit of a mind flip.
You're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're fixed out on sensation like you're under sedation.
To the left.
They may do some more folk dancing.
Look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just plain scared.
I'm here for nothing to worry about.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little broad dime, because when you knocked, caught you with a candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm well of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car.
To meet you, Dr. Fenton.
We don't want to be anywhere.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic.
just a sweet transvestite. Prom transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night? Or maybe a bite? I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. The lab and
lab.
I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the ray really to blame. So I'll remove
your clothes.
But not the symptom.
Thank you very much.
Brad!
It's all right, Janet. We'll play along for now and pull out the aces when the time's right.
Slowly. It's too nice a jump to rush.
My name's Brad Majors. And this is my fiancée, Janet Weiss.
Hey, Brad. How do you spell your name?
You're very lucky to be invited up. People would give their right eye for the privilege.
People like you, maybe.
Huh? I've seen it.
Come along. The master doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Shift it.
That girl can't hold this liquor.
Drop it.
Frank, I mean, is he your husband?
The master is not yet married, nor do I think he ever will be. We are simply his servants.
Magenta.
Where do you get your pot?
Columbia. Go and assist. I will entertain.
Brad Majors?
Asshole.
This is my fiancée, Janet Weiss.
Weiss. Frank, do you speak French?
Enchanté. Well. And what charming underclothes you both have. But here, put these on. They'll make you feel less vulnerable. It's not often we receive visitors here, let alone offer them hospitality.
Hospitality? All we wanted to do was to use your telephone, goddammit, a reasonable request, which you've chosen to ignore.
Now, don't be ungrateful.
Ungrateful?
Brad, such a perfect specimen of manhood, so dominant. You must be awfully proud of him, Jack.
what?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any tattoos, Brad?
Certainly not.
Well, how about you?
Everything is in readiness, Master. We merely await your word.
Tonight, my unconventional conventionalists, you are to witness a new breakthrough in biochemical research. And paradox is to be mad.
It was strange the way it happened.
Suddenly, you had a break. All the pieces seemed to fit into place. Not a sign of being. What a fool. The answer was there all the time. It took a small accident to make it happen.
Oh, what?
An accident! And that's how I discovered the secret. That elusive.
Who's your favorite character on Star Trek?
Spock! That is the breath.
Are you going to talk to everyone in the audience tonight?
Yes.
Do you know about gay sex?
I have that knowledge.
What do you hold under your arm?
I hold the secret.
To life?
To life.
Itself?
Itself!
You
are fortunate, for tonight is the night that my beautiful creature is destined to be born!
Right,
Janet.
become the thread. And it holds. Woe is me. My life is a misery. Oh, can't you see? Start when I fell out of bed.
It ain't no crime.
And left from my dream was a feeling of unnameable dread.
It ain't no crime.
My high is low. I'm dressed up with no place to go. And all I do is I'm the start of a pretty good. Someone's gonna be cutting the thread. Oh, woe is me. My life is a mystery. And can't you see that I'm at the start of a pretty big downer?
Since you're such an exceptional beauty, I'm prepared to forgive you. Oh, I just love success.
It's a credit to your genius, Master.
Yes.
A triumph of your will.
Yes.
Is it okay?
I think we can do better than that.
Why don't you ask Brad and Janet?
Now, Brad and Janet, what do you think of him?
Why, Janet?
Yeah. I don't like men with too many muscles. Just one big
boy! I didn't make him for you. He carries the Charles Atlas seal of approval. £98. We'll get sand in his face when kicked to the ground. And soon in the gym with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam, and with massage and just a little bit of steam, and quite clean, he'd be a strong man. Oh, honey, but the nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs. Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs. Such an effort, if he only knew of my plan. In just 7 days, I can make you a man. He'll do press-ups and chin-ups. Do the snatch, clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work. Such strenuous living, I just don't understand. can make you a man. Naive charm, but no muscle. But a deltoid and a bicep, a hot groin and a tricep makes me shake, makes me wanna take Charles Atlas by the just 7 days.
Dr. Simpson. Just dynamic tension. In just 7 days, I can make you a man.
Na 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 na.